When you went back through the two field goal misses, was there anything that you could pick up on the operation? Or what was your assessment of that?
Yeah, I agree with what Robbie said. He thought he went a little bit quick with it, you know, and ended up pulling it and didn't count.
Do you spend a lot of time on it, or is it a quick page flip with a guy like that?
It's for a guy who's been around as long as Robbie, you know, he's got his ways of fixing things. Some mechanical things that he goes through and make sure he, you know, details everything out. And you trust a guy to bounce back like that because he has many times.
How do you know that it's you know, just like a case of the yips or whatever when he misses the number that he's missed the last 4 weeks and know that it's something that he can fix or something that's trending downward for just his skill?
Yeah, I wouldn't say his skill has trended downward. Time will tell. You know, on everything as it relates to the entire season. I think he's hit a lot of good games. I think he's hit a lot of good kicks. Hopefully it was a bad day, and, you know, we'll see moving forward.
I'm sure you guys spent a lot of time on that first punt return. How frustrating was it to have that called back?
Yeah, that was a play that's been in for a while. Have had a couple. I mean, going back when we first put it in, it was Eddie who was going to end up taking that ball. And, you know, we've continued to work that. It has to happen in a perfect situation. It's not going to really work if we hide a guy on their sideline. So we got to kind of know where the ball's going. You got to have a feel for how it's going to be kicked. And, you know, their punter is really a good young player, and he's been pretty consistent with location. And we just happened to try it. We finally got in that field position. And it wasn't, you know, necessarily intended to be the first punt of the game. But it was all the things that we were looking for kind of lined up and said, let's give it a try.
Can changing a third of the kicking battery affect timing when you do it in season for a kicker?
Yeah, it can.
Did it affect Robbie on Sunday or in practice or anything when you did make that change?
There's always an adjustment. That whole process is, you know, from the snap to the hold to the kick, along with the protection, there's a lot of elements that go into being successful or unsuccessful. I don't believe that had a lot to do with it in terms of those two particular kicks, nor do I think that, you know, having a new snapper contributed to the ones that he made in the game. You know, I just think it was an unfortunate deal that, you know, it happened at a critical time. But like I said, we have total confidence in Robbie to come back and have a good last quarter of the season.
Jeff, just overall, you had a black PAT, you had the big punt return, the big kickoff return, yet you didn't really seem to get a whole, the team didn't seem to get a whole lot out of it. I imagine that was extremely frustrating for you, but overall, do you consider that a step forward for your special teams?
Well, I thought in the return game, we did some things in a improving way. I thought that, to borrow the phrase that got used earlier, it's trending in the right way. I don't know that you can use frustration. I've been a part of games where, you know, you play really well in the kicking game and you lose. You play really bad in the kicking game and you win. You know, all three phases contribute into the results of the game. And we're pleased with some of the progress that we were able to make. And hopefully next time we can make those plays count a little bit more.
The hold by Reynolds seemed fairly egregious. I know it's tough to not to make penalties sometimes on special teams, but that when you just hold a guy like that, I mean, how can you fix that issue?
Well, I think you got to point out the things that you're not coaching. I mean, we're not. Leroy was trying. Egregious is a good word to describe it. You know that. When that happened, I mean, there was two guys that were right there, officials threw the flag. There was a third one that came in from center field. They're not going to miss those kinds of things. But you're just trying to educate your players on some of the things that, even if it's close, what they're going to call and what they're not going to call, and try for it not to happen, especially in at the point of attack, you know, where everybody's eyes are going to be looking right there.
Jeff, on the big kick return, what jumped out at you most about the way it was blocked up to spring Deontay there?
I thought our guys throughout the week last week really did a good job of learning the scheme, watching the tape, knowing, okay, this is where this guy's likely to be. And they did some things, motions and some different formational things. And throughout the course of the game, they had some injuries, so there were some new people in there. Thought our guys did a good job adjusting to that, playing with good technique. The one thing that we tried to drill into Deontay and Kadeem on that particular play is you got to make them believe you're going inside. And that'll kind of freeze that one side. And if Kadeem can get a good block to kick out, you know, it's almost like running a power O on offense, where you kind of make him believe you're doing this and then spring it to the outside. So that was the first part of it. And then obviously Deontay's speed to be able to get down the field contributed into that play.
How much emphasis do you put on the unexpected when you're facing a guy like Deshaun Jackson, if he's taking punts back and you do anything out there?
Yeah, well, fortunately with this league, you can go back a long ways, and there's a lot of big plays with Deshaun Jackson as a punt returner. He's an explosive guy. He's been in big spots, big moments. The one everybody remembers, the end of the game against the Giants, where he house calls it. You know, you get plenty of respect from special teams coaches because we all remember those types of plays. You try and show your team, okay, here's the skill set. Here's what he likes to do. But the reality is it comes down to being on the field and just playing our responsibilities, regardless of who's back there. But a lot of times you can be aware who the returner is, what he likes to do with the ball in his hands, and play it accordingly.
Who's the best kicker you've ever been around at kind of putting a bad week behind them? And are there traits, are there personality traits that you need to be able to
find? Yeah, I'd be selling myself short if I went back through all the kickers I've ever coached. I'll give that some thought. Maybe answer you in May. I think that guys have to, you know, we talk about a 1-0 mentality, you know, just trying to win the situation, whatever it is. You know, if you have a bad play, move on. If you have a good play, move on. The last play has nothing to do with the next play. I think the guys who are really good kickers in this league can do that. And I think, you know, it's you don't want one bad play to continually affect you going forward. I'd anticipate that we'll get that corrected.
What are your thoughts on Tress Way, a young guy who spent a little bit of time here before you had arrived?
Yeah, strong-legged guy, left-footed guy. He's done a good job directionally. As time goes on, you kind of find out what those guys can do. He's obviously a young player, still trying to, you know, kind of hone in on his craft. But he's, you know, he's got a little bit of position flex. You know, he's kicked off at times. He's done a good job as a holder. You know, his tape's impressive.
Jeff, were you watching the Deshaun Jackson punt return live the other night on Monday?
Yes.
What were you thinking when he turned it?
Well, you know, situationally, there's a lot of things that happen. And, you know, again, that guy's an explosive player, and he's had a lot of success in this league doing things similar to that. And I think, you know, when you coach players who can do those kinds of things, I mean, there's a lot of times – for those who remember Dante Hall, okay, there's a lot of returns you're watching him saying, you got to be kidding me. Oh, good, good, yeah, touchdown. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that returners have an innate ability to have big plays. And, you know, covering that kind of thing, as long as your guys are disciplined, you think that you got a chance. But a guy with his speed, the longer the play goes, the more likely it is that he's going to be able to get to the edge. And that's something that I believe he was trying to do. And I think Dallas did a good job, you know, covering that thing. But, you know, he's an explosive guy, and you've certainly got to be aware that he's back there.